Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Today's episode is about delving into the shadow. As the dark part of the year approaches here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are confronted with the parts of ourselves that we reject. This is the work of shadow, of learning how to accept and integrate the parts of ourselves that we judge and reject. Knowing that any part of us that we judge and reject doesn't go away, it simply splits off from our consciousness, and we no longer have a conscious say in how this aspect of our being relates in the world. It might pop up at the worst possible moments. If we suppress anger or sadness, we might find ourselves blowing up in the most inconvenient times. And when we can learn to embrace all the different parts of us, including those quote-unquote undesirable emotions, we reclaim the ability to access everything that we have access to in any moment, and can choose when anger can be the fuel for change without it needing to run our lives. Now, this process is one that takes a lot of courage and a willingness to do what most people are unwilling to do. You see, we cut off these parts of ourselves, usually very young, because they're rejected by others. We're told by a parent or a teacher or a friend that it's not okay to get angry, that it's not okay to be so loud or silly or whatever that part of you is that you reject. The process of reintegrating these parts of us takes courage and a willingness to be unapologetically all of you, regardless of what someone else may or may not approve of. But it's a journey well worth taking. When you have all of yourself integrated, where there's no need to reject or hide or dismiss any aspect of who you are, you have the ability to be so much more flexible. It doesn't mean you'll suddenly be angry all the time. It means that you'll have access to the fuel that that emotion is in the moments where that is the greatest contribution. So if you're ready and willing to go on this journey with me, please find a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down. Allow yourself to settle in and close your eyes, bringing your whole attention to your breath. Just noticing the feeling of your breath moving in and out. Allowing that gentle rhythm to be like waves on the ocean, rolling in and rolling out. And these waves just carry you gently across time and space into a deep, calm relaxation, allowing your mind to quiet down. Just watching the thoughts rolling in and rolling out. those waves gentle. And always moving, just as this calmness moves softly, and every cell, every muscle, every fiber gently carrying you deeper and deeper relaxed. You might be able to sense a calmness spreading from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. Until you find yourself standing in an empty room all alone, and there are doors all around. One of these doors leads to your shadow, parts of you you hid away, rejected or dismissed, unwanted. And you go up to the door, and you know that behind this door is a part of you that has always and only ever just wanted to help you, to protect you. And as you open the door and step into the space, you notice a little kid. What are they doing? What are they wearing? What do they look like? Are they moving or still? Are they bouncing all around? Are they curled up in a corner? Notice them, and I want you to approach gently. Let this part of you know that it's okay. And the first thing I want you to do is tell this part of you thank you. Thank you so, so much for everything you have done for me. Let them know that it's okay. And just like a little kid can sometimes be out of control, it doesn't mean they're any less worthy of love. And this part of you is beautiful in its own way, and I bet there are times when even it is useful, helpful. And you can allow your subconscious mind to help you discover those times when this part has an important role to play. And I want you to wrap them up in your arms knowing that now is the time to forgive. That you don't have to resist anymore. And this part of you doesn't have to be in charge anymore. That you can give them a new role to play. Knowing that they'll be there when they're needed. But they don't have to fight for your attention anymore, because you are here now and you are listening. And as you hug them, I want you to ask this part of you what they want. What do they really desire? And what do they need from you? And you pull them close. Letting them know it's okay. Letting them know that you see their good intentions. And that it's time to come home. And you invite them now into your heart. Pulling them in. Feeling the wholeness, the warmth spreading through your body as you invite all of yourself to come together now. And then you can drift back towards the surface of awareness, knowing that this process continues even as you sleep later tonight. And you can enjoy the process of learning to live whole. Accessing all the parts of you in the moments that they can contribute the most. Then you drift gently back into your body and the room around you. Noticing the feeling of the fabric on your skin. And the sense of your breath moving in and out. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. But before you go back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to really appreciate yourself for taking this time to tune into you.